Order at 10:02. Establish a quorum.
Linda Jones.
Fleming.
Scott Henderson.
Ray Christian.
Legions. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Need a revised Public Works Committee resolution. Everybody just got one?
Yes. And you're gonna see on the one I just handed you, that still doesn't have the updated position fulfillments. We have a full seven-member board now, committee. Wayne Barth, Jane Banner, Scott Henderson, Jim Fleming, Linda Johnston, Roy, what's your last name?
Christensen.
Roy Christensen. Those are our seven positions. If you go through here, it's gonna tell you what those positions classically cleaned up the resolution for the Public Works Advisory Committee pretty extensively. I spent quite a bit of time in it, had a document prepared. It went through legal and it got changed one more time, like legal always does.
Of course.
I had a four-page document, now it's a two-page document. But I went through and cleaned up like some of the roles and the duties. And the biggest ones were classifications. So I'll go over classifications real quick. So we have three positions that are slotted to be city residents. Two that are public at large. We've got one that should be utility representative, cemetery representative. We have all those filled. Now, if you read into the resolution, the council can make considerations to change a couple of those if they feel like the applicants don't quite meet that criteria, but feel that they're best suited for that position. They can make, you know, recommendations, and outside the city, they could say it's okay for that person to be in that position. Have that ultimate authority, the city council, you'll see in this resolution. And I've got my original copy that I made. And I'll go over, because we've talked about what our duties are and stuff, I'll just go over what the council.
Oh, is it there?
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt.
You're fine, no problem.
Okay, we're glad to see you.
The committee will act as an advisory body to the city council. To this end, and except as otherwise provided or directed by the city council from time to time, the committee will have the following advisory duties and responsibilities. Serve as an advisory body to the city, meaning public works matters. Identify needed sewer water, stormwater, street, cemetery, signage, sidewalk, bikeway, pedestrian projects. Assist council with prioritizing public works projects and recommend to the city council a fiscally sound capital improvement program. Provide advice to the city council and the planning commission on general public works-related matters concerning or affecting the city. The committee will review public works-related issues, including those related to utilities that have been referred to the committee by the city council, and will make recommendations on these issues. It's not in yours, but this is in mine. You can look at it if you want. But a lot more cleaner than it was originally back in 2011 when it was formed. Talked about transportation a lot.
Yeah, well, that's what it started out.
Right. It's all there.
I have things that we're not even responsible for, but at least I can put them to.
So this resolution really looked at some of the major changes, is what legal put in there and the manager designed. And that was how the positions are formed and their classifications. Talked about that a little bit ago, Tom. There's seven filled positions now. There's no vacancies. There is a representative position.
So it changed.
Yep.
Which is good.
Yep, city residence positions and two at-large positions. Actually had seven applicants for those four positions this time. I always told those people, you're always welcome to come and voice your opinion on matters. Welcome to come to the committee meetings as well.
Even if it's just to get information.
Absolutely. Do you have any questions about the new resolution? It's a lot cleaner. I think it's gonna work out better.
Simplify.
Yeah.
Good. Update on water, wastewater improvements and expansion project?
That's a big one. We're rocking and rolling. I mean, our big focus has been wastewater. Obviously, we got that CDBG grant. We just filed for an extension for 6 months to fulfill through DEQ approval. It's gotta go through state approval. can be lengthy. Their office is shorthanded, and if we handed them that document in March, we probably wouldn't see it for a couple. They really didn't start doing their design work until about 6 months ago. It's that 6 month extension, which pushes us into our timelines for projected construction and stuff does not change at all. Just our design timeline. Actually freed up, we had some money still left over in that grant that we weren't gonna expend. Some of it was legal, some of it was permitting, stuff of that nature, because we weren't gonna use the money for permitting because we own a lot of that land. Money that was freed up in that project. So with this extension, we got to add on some extra design work for wastewater to use up some of those, typically with a lift station called the Newberry Lift Station, which is near the creek. Mm-hmm. Kind of out there in between, you can see it on the highway if you're driving north or south. That could use some major upgrades. It wasn't included in our original master planning, but we can use, earmark some of this funding to specifically address that, which saves us money. They only built it to take on investigating to look at it, and that's what we found. The document showed it was built to take the capacity of
your house going in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I do know if we have a little bit of time until that, but we need to be ahead of the ball a little
bit. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And if we got money for design work left over in a grant that we could utilize,
yeah,
I think we should absolutely use it.
Oh yeah.
If we can, because if we don't use it, we lose it.
You're not going to make
out on that one.
But the SDCs can definitely pay for it if they're paying for sure. So we're trying to look at all kinds of things we could try to, what would best utilize that extra funds that's available. It has to be design work. It couldn't be construction costs or anything. It had to be specifically design work.
There's going to be a lot of open land in there even after these houses are built.
That's where all the interest is right now.
Yeah,
those
right.
Tracks in between school and
as soon as somebody comes up with another proposal to build more homes, mm-hmm. you should be ahead of the ball.
Yes.
Have to improve it again, unless you put one heck of a lift station in now.
Right.
You know, to plan for the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's already in the works. Pressure with SDC charges or?
And, you know, maybe some of these other developers that are coming. If we deal with our big projects, we can make that improvement. New lift stations with our improvement and expansion project, that one in as an upgrade, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Keeps going on. I mean, we're going to be doing more upgrades on other lift stations. It's
more
just like
and more
power upgrades.
Yeah. More and more come on.
I just saw yesterday 60% complete design, even going on with the properties, the cuts. We won't save a lot of money on savings. Like, that's the concept they're going with, and they could get away with it in most cases with gravity, which my concern was, are they going to be able to. Weren't quite that detailed at 60% drawing, but they wanted me to see make corrections while they were doing it. It was 126. Water is kind of right there in limbo, but we're working on it too. We're using our own funds to do that. We're still going with the con site up there and improving those two pumps.
That looks like going off to the north side of town.
Sounds like that's going to happen. That's going to be the route we go.
Less cost effective than sticking, then putting another well up there.
See, our focus is, you know, using that grant up right now. I'm getting a lot of. Not a lot of pushback for the water and sewer part, but a lot of pushback up in Cagle for getting those streets improved. Asking those residents to keep their patience because as a fiscally responsible person, I'm not going to pave those roads and then go through and tear them up.
Oh yeah, do all the piping first.
And they said, well, you can put water on one side and sewer on the other and not tear up the road. I said, well, that makes sense if I serve just people on one side or the other.
Yeah.
But I got to cross that street and serve. Water, sewer,
wait until that work is done, then go ahead and take care of the roads.
Well, we're trying to work with Midstate to where we can get some underground power through this too, so
we're piping it.
Right.
And then tear it up again.
There was a developer in there that was developing that part. We would get them to improve to our standards. The developer now coming through, and for us to say, hey, you need to pave your section of the street as we do the water and sewer project. I'm not going to make a developer right now if they're building a single family house on Cagle, pave their section of Cagle.
Right.
That's not going to happen. Yes, they'll make those improvements just like anywhere else in town.
I guess I understand a little bit. I just think I think they should bear some responsibility.
In that section, when I first started, it was extremely bad. The emergency vehicles went in there and got to go anywhere because the dips in the roads were so bad. So the city had to do something, you know. And then during summer, of course, the dust. So. They just started, they were just oiling it for a while there. Roads are extremely bad, they have to be taken care of. And the best way to do it is to pave it.
Eventually get to the point where we can pave.
I don't disagree with that. part of it, but I, here on Finley View and what we paid.
Where all the new developments was, like Crescent Creek and where you live, on the other side, all those new houses that went in there, all the roads were paved. That was part of the deal.
Right, those people.
Then you pay for it when you buy the house.
Those people, yeah, they're gonna pay like 20 grand a house to have that done.
Right, whereas everybody here that's been here for eons, they knew the road, what the road was gonna be like when they bought the house. And a lot of the, I don't want my road paved, although I would love it, but I don't want it, because then it just goes down the road faster than what they're doing.
Because you're estimating your SDCs, where are they at right now?
The SDCs we have, we don't have any transportation or systems to improve water and sewer through SDCs, which we're doing. Hold up, that funding for streets isn't quite there yet. There's several avenues, you can ask taxes, you could do.
Cost per house.
Per lot. Funding built in for those areas for grading, some good grading, which to me, start paving those roads doesn't make sense, right? Build up our funds and get to that point after we improve.
Then start about the road.
It's not gonna be all roads at once either.
How many residents?
Population's 1,800 inside the city limits.
The only reason the tax base is as low as it is, that's the only way. In fact, after, I think, the second or third year, the city council lowered it because they didn't need the money. That's how to do a job and be fiscally responsible.
Right.
Oh, God, no, we're not overcharging. Some people think we are, but if you start comparing to other cities, we're not overcharging.
Well, I understand, I think you guys are doing good, but overcharging is, we're not in Bend, and people are looking for a place to move.
Subdivision goes, I think paving the main roads, just the mains, not the side roads, would be a hell of a lot better for emergency vehicles to get in.
No, I have no problem with that, but my problem is that they're getting a lot of stuff for free in order for.
All of it.
So that's a whole nother topic, you know.
Right.
And, but the people.
Wanna buy a house like that.
Yeah.
In the subdivision, yeah.
Grand like that, then they have to be, that has to be expected if they're, if anybody knows how to dealing with real estate. They know all this, they should know. Every house you built in, every house that you buy in a subdivision, you're paying for something.
Right.
Other than the house.
To me, you got two options when you're looking at either building, easing the stuff I'm up against to adhere to their standards.
Yeah.
To build out in the greater Deschutes County, those standards obviously change quite a bit. I mean, honest, but the SDCs and all that don't really apply anymore. Those two, there's obviously costs that are with both, right? And we do SDCs inside the city to help recover and maintain and future build out of what we need to do to support the residents. Don't compare them to others, when we do SDC methodology, it's pretty much all inside our infrastructure. We can't look at, what's Bend's charging? Well, we can charge a little bit more to be, yeah, what our O&M costs are, what our capital costs are, what our future is and what our current is, and project how to maintain. I thought someone was driving up there.
Lots of the new housing development that's going to drag on with the streets, because everybody, you know, okay, so we're saying we have a family of three, so we've got, husband got a two-car garage, so one of the cars gets stuck in the street.
Right.
Factored in, especially like some of these new subdivisions, we've, you know, put in mechanisms there to promote them parking on-site instead of on-street.
Otherwise, it's gonna be a nightmare for the guy that's trying to snowplow.
Right, and then you put elements of, where are you gonna put your snow?
It already was what's that one over here, where everybody's parking out in the damp.
Right, that's like the extreme, one end of the extreme, and then like, I'd look at Crescent Creek as kind of the other end of the extreme.
Uh-huh.
Like, that had a concept of where you don't see people parking on the street in Crescent Creek.
They have CCNRs there to implement.
Yeah.
Right. The element's not quite there right now, so.
They're parking everywhere.
We're, you know, we're.
Park their boats out in the street and everything.
The developer comes in, we're more mimicking that concept up there to the north, for sure. And I sit there and go, where are you gonna put your snow? My street, because I'm gonna push it back onto your property if you do that.
Well, the thing of it is, the new home developments, they're just like.
Really, we try to limit the amount of like curb and stuff too. There is some curb, we do some sidewalks, obviously. But we really try to lower that in, like, for example, Kevin Lake, developer, to try to make it to where he could offset those costs and put them in as he's working through his project, not all up the front. Sometimes we realize, you know, curb and sidewalk, they'll make them straight.
Balance that out with all those little ten feet or less between.
Right.
And being able to have, they're even gonna be close in Crescent Creek.
Try to jam as many houses as they can into a section.
And those developers, they're gonna improve the streets 100% to our standard.
We need to.
Yeah, I figured we'd talk about that when we get into other comments.
You ought to add a bullet for, just for that on here.
Yeah, we can do that every time.
Yeah.
Sure.
Does that mean I can talk now?
Yeah, you can talk now.
There's just a few things. I know things move real slow when, you know, but out there, people, they just goof them up, you know, they just. So I guess they could be put portable ones in there and somehow bolt.
It gains elevation right there, which is nice, so definitely a possibility.
Wouldn't a septic be, I mean, cost-wise, more feasible since?
100%.
The usage is low to begin with, and.
It is far enough away from sewer that it doesn't meet any state guidelines where it's mandatory, we could do a private sewer out there.
I'm just looking at money more than anything, it seems to me.
Possibly do a private well out there too. I mean, it's easier to get up there.
The building's out there needs.
It is.
So what are the chances of getting power put in out there?
Not power to those pivots, but it'll be a type of power.
How far away is that gonna be from?
No.
That's feasible then.
So, yeah, I mean, it'll get more feasible it becomes.
Yeah, it's probably east of Darlene.
Darlene?
East of Darlene.
Wow, that's way out there, that is.
Near the cemetery.
I'm looking at the map, it's really close to the cemetery then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So the new pivots are right here.
Look at, that's really close.
Here's the cemetery.
Yeah.
Pivot one, pivot two.
That would be.
So power to come here and then shoot out.
Okay, Tom, figure it out.
You can do it.
Figure it out.
First you gotta help us get power to.
Can I run an overhead line?
Yes.
Or are you willing to lay the conduit?
We can make a deal. I'll lay conduit.
We'll get her done.
Do you take any?
You got something else on the cemetery?
I do.
Could I dig something like that or not?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely could, you know, we just had to meet their standards and specs and proper depth and put some mule tape in there. If it's a city project, we could do it in-house, you know, put some conduit in.
For the people to get in there and snowplow, because everything is, you never know where's road markers.
Yeah, I'm well aware.
Yeah.
I was helping dig last week with them up there.
And the land, these, the new areas.
The projects?
Clearing of the land, yeah, possibly. But I mean, the extent of clearing that land, getting it ready for the, for what we're doing isn't very. I start pulling funds from my water wastewater project, I gotta answer to my funders. Why are you making these guys clear up in an area where it's not proposed in your project? Yes, yeah.
Tacking on the same contractors.
Right.
How much clearing are we talking about?
What?
The new area in the cemetery, how large is it for the?
That's a couple acres.
My concept was, I know the forestry department really likes.
But I was just thinking, find somewhere you're selling the wood.
Right.
All the trees that offsets the cost of cutting them down, and they know you gotta do is go in and take stumps out.
I don't take the stump out, which makes it.
Well, that's fine, yeah, that's good.
Being part of the deal.
Yeah. High schoolers might have difficulty.
Might take a while if you do it by hand.
Right. And I can work and push them over with our backhoe, and they can just take the wood off of it, and we can, it's easier to knock the trees over when they're standing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, the stump out.
Then you can push them in a direction you.
But they're not gonna hurt nothing except themselves. You know, aren't very big in diameter, there's a few pondos through there for sure. A lot of the stuff is pretty small diameter stuff. Reason they're interested is because they sell a lot of firewood, that's why they like it.
Learn how to do things, and then you get the money to, for the program to keep like that.
There is some interest from timber companies in some of that stuff, but.
Pondos would be good wood.
Yeah.
Better.
The building needs to be painted, and that's. Yeah.
30.
20 by 30.
some stuff up there.
Gotta wait a little bit since it's snowing out there right now. Maybe by Sunday, it's supposed to be 50 degrees Sunday.
Let's bite the feet just to get up there to bury somebody last week. Out of the way, and then the ground was frozen.
So. We gotta tell everybody, if you're gonna pass away, do it in the summertime.
Right. We can put that in the ordinance.
It's a lot easier. Yeah, put it as part of the rules, but that was definitely.
If you die in the winter, you.
You gotta wait until summer.
Stay in the freezer.
Cremation, mandatory.
Jim, I just, who is in charge?
The big trail system right now, it's gonna walk from the overpass, so we can use as a base for.
We could walk to the cemetery, do we have?
Haven't talked about that yet, but definitely.
I'm getting, no, that's why I've gotta find it, was an old, old.
I know they use, the snowmobilers use it to access the monument. Dedicated trailhead over there, though.
No, we could have a pathway.
To Rose, our gravel.
Right.
I think it's three-quarter minus.
I think it's black sand cinder.
And put it all up with the word wheelchairs.
Right.
Improve that somehow down the road to make it more accessible for.
And, you know, the cemetery's been pretty much a cool and rustic entity for kind of transition it from there to more of an urbanized setting. It's gonna be residences.
That's what he talked about. I do appreciate the logs out in the parking lot.
So they can do cookies no more?
They're squirreling around with the kids out there has cost us a lot.
Yeah, we put some logs right down the center of the parking lot. So they go up there now and don't realize they're there. Rude awakening. Yeah. Some places to go goof around besides the cemetery.
Yeah.
That's just me.
There's a lot of them.
The whole fortunately, park, right? Fortunately, Whispering Pines Church gets a lot of it.
It's what it is. Public comments? You guys already talked.
Did you say anything on the cemetery?
Well, there is one other issue that was brought up before, putting the parking lot, possibly even paving it so that we can do snow.
A lot of snow around the last few weeks, obviously.
Yeah.
Why should they ask us? The crosswalk.
Well, I know ODOT finally cleared the islands out this week. Had a new plow coming that has an extension on it.
In Alaska.
So they got one mounted.
Yeah, as they go down the road, they're plowing. There's a sheet of metal that drops down when the driveway, and it holds the snow in until they get past the driveway and it opens up again.
So they, because they've been blocking all the entrances on the highway too.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've been getting phone calls.
Yeah. Well, we need that one of those for the city.
Be nice.
It's just an addition onto a grader. It's all it is.
Yeah.
Who was our? Because we're out there all the time.
Help them. Yeah. When you get that much snow, I mean, there's not a contractor in Central Oregon that I don't think they can keep up with it or has enough.
William Foss, but William Foss doesn't go anywhere, so I guess that's not a main.
Roads that the county maintains, and there's roads that we.
Well, he wouldn't. Those are all, that's right there.
Huntington, all Huntington's county.
Yeah.
First Street, IGA with them that will do plowing on some of their roads. You get like an urbanized setting, but the county gets real nervous with their plow trucks, how they do it.
Well, right. And in our neighborhood, they couldn't even get out there and round up. Oh, wait, well, this was a good education this year.
Yeah.
Change on the end of the buildings. Means up, get rid of those logs that are at the end of the, because somebody's gonna step up. Kids are breaking an arm or a leg or breaking them. We had to put those in there to keep people from driving through that.
App or personnel can open them and use it for whatever's needed.
Comments? No.
Not complaining.
Speak up.
I think you did great. Yeah, this is the first time we've finished early.
I know, it's wonderful.